What's going to happen when the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is official? According to a prominent grower, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Stuart Wolf is president and CEO of Wolf Farming. They farm almonds, processing tomatoes, and many other crops in western Fresno County.
You know, we know there's going to be far fewer acres irrigated. I think you're going to see more fallow land, right? We're going to have to walk away from some of their investments and orchards and various crops.
And if that's not serious enough, we have to start thinking about this, according to Wolf.
What we don't know, it seems to me, would stand to reason that if California produces, you know, 2/3 of the fruits and nuts and 1/3 of the nation's vegetables, I think we got to see an uptick in pricing, particularly for crops that are kind of unique to California. So, you know, the almond thing right now is prices are somewhat kind of soft because, you know, we have forecasts of big crops and what have you. But I got to believe, you know, people are going to be deficit irrigating some of their trees. There are people making decisions like we have,
which included pushing out 400 acres of prime almonds to save water.
You know, the almond market is a little bit soft, but as people start making adjustments for the lack of water and start pulling out acres and what have you, I think we got to see an uptick in pricing of any crops that are kind of unique to California.
That's Stuart Wolf, a prominent almond farmer on the west side of Fresno County. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.